This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a ton of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com, for all of your update needs and so on. About New California, the state of the future. Boy, are we humming along. We're absolutely humming along. So anyway, we have just tons and tons and tons of things that we have to do here on this radio show. And, of course, we're right in the midst of this COVID virus, which, I don't know, have you checked your local hospital lately? I don't know. Just saying, especially out here in California, you know, the governor told me that there was going to be 25.5 million people at risk who could come down with this, and we could lose millions of people. Shocking. Yet the hospitals are empty. Now, I want to encourage all of you citizen journalists out there, and because you are the tip of the spear right now in this whole media, I guess you would say, mosh pit about the coronavirus. You're right in the thick of it, and we're getting tons of reports from our citizen journalists, and I encourage other citizen journalists, if you just so happen to be out and about and working either in or with a hospital or something like that, to tell us, hey, the real truth. How many COVID patients do you have? We're hearing about completely empty hospitals with minimal staffing, and that's why the parking lots are so empty. These big, huge, vast parking lots for the industry of the medical business, right? And all of a sudden, everybody's not dying. Shocking. Shocking. In California, it's quite a mess. These living human beings, they're staying at home. Well, except in certain places of Southern California, like Orange County, they've decided that maybe this virus thing is just not what it's all cracked up to be. And they're out and about moving around. I understand that some of the freeways down there are packed again, just back to normal. I mean, can you get the coronavirus by looking at somebody on the freeway in the car next to you as you sit idly, increasing your carbon footprint? Oh, no, the carbon footprint. Boy, you know, we can't move around, right? Yeah. And by the way, the electricity that's running everything is all brought to you by, yeah, the carbon footprint. Think if we take away that carbon footprint, what life would be like, right? We might reduce the population of the planet down to 500 million people. Oh, shockingly, the you know, from 7.9 billion people to 500 million people. Now, I want you to think about that number. That's what these clowns, I'm sorry, these vast scientists out there that are so knowledgeable about the carbon footprint, climate change, global warming. It's warming, and so is Uranus. No, I'm serious. Uranus is warming at the same time every other planet on the universe warms, in the universe warms, right? And then, when all of a sudden Uranus cools down, the rest of the planets cool down too. I'm shocked by that. I didn't understand that there was global warming and global cooling on those planets, just like here on Earth. What makes Earth so different? Well, you know, some planets have more rights than others. They're more special. It's an animal. I'm telling you, the universe is nothing more than an animal farm. Well, that's a reference to George Orwell. Animal Farm, get it? Uh-huh. And, you know, 1984 did happen. I tried to tell people, yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. How was Didi anyway? So, yes, indeedy, global warming and panic and the COVID virus is all here. Oh! Brought to you by, yes, those folks on the left. Now, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people are wondering, how did this whole thing start? We're going to bring to you some salient statements about how this whole thing started. Started actually in 2013 under Barack Hussein Obama. Go figure. This whole thing was planned out, plotted out in 2013, and we've got the evidence to show you that. And you know, the Obama Legion of Doom set this whole thing in place. Yeah. Think it's far fetched? Just think of Nancy Pelosi's lovely face, right? And then there's her nephew, Gavin Newsom. Shocking, Gavin Newsom. How's that money working out for California? Well, not too well, you know. And how are the promises by Gavin Newsom that we have to have that hospital ship? We have to have that hospital ship because we have all these viruses. And of course, you know, this great staff of scientists that come up alongside Gavin Newsom to support him because they get billions of dollars all throughout the course of the year. By the way, I think California's down another $18 billion. Some rumor that's out there. We'll look into that. But the promises made by the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, it's very, very unlikely that we're going to reach that chilling number of millions of Californians dropping dead because of the coronavirus. In fact, of most of the hospitals around California, guess what? Most of the hospitals, like I said, are empty. Empty. At least that's... Listen, I am reporting what I'm seeing from my citizen journalist. And I trust my citizen journalist more than I trust Gavin Newsom. That is a fact. So when we see people panicking on TV like Fredo, Christopher Cuomo, and sobbing with his brother. Oh, I'm sorry, the good governor of New York. I start to say to myself, I wonder what those two in New York and the one over here in California have in common. Because they seem to be lying a lot. Well, they lie a lot. They cry a lot. Well, Newsom's not crying right now. He's kind of jovial. He thinks he's got a whole bunch of money, two stimulus packages of money coming in. We're saved. California's saved once again. Earth to Newsom. Earth to Newsom. Uranus here. We want to tell you that, guess what, Mr. Newsom? You're out of money. And that big old money pit called Uranus is speaking. to the whole public. And you're about to find out what it's all about, Mr. Newsom. Yet you don't tell the public, I don't care where you are, keep up this kind of a lie this so long. I mean, the president reacts to your lies. I mean, and, you know, he trusts you, supposedly. I wouldn't trust you as far as I can throw Uranus as a planet. But, you know, that's not, he's a commander. He has to do these things as a responsible leader, which is what he's done. He brings you the white ship, the great white ship. It's parked down there in Pedro. You haven't filled it yet because, you know, it's 1,000 beds, and that's quite a stretch, especially when all of your hospitals are empty. You see, there's a double-edged sword here that when you ask people to stay home, to shelter in place, not go to work, guess what? The death rate declines precipitously because people aren't out and about and getting in automobile accidents. Shocking. And then, you know, they aren't checking into hospitals because, after all, you told them not to check into hospitals if you're sick or you have a malady because you want to leave room for the beds for the coronavirus victims. And then those coronavirus victims, they're just not showing up. They're just not showing up. Now, I'm going to throw this out there as a theoretical. You think that the coronavirus came to California a couple months before every place else? We know that it was raging around the world starting in October. And we get a lot of Chinese coming to California. I don't know, I had it.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we're going to scream at you now. It's time to scream. Screamer, screamer. We get this coronavirus under control. We get it under control, right? Yep. Okay, so we've got all kinds of weird things going on. Weird things going on with the coronavirus. We've got hospitals that are emptied out. Shocking. Shocking. Shocking everybody to the bone. I hate it when that happens, don't you? To me, it's just a perfunctory business. That's all it is. Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines, 215-867-8255, just so we can wrap our arms around all the problems of the coronavirus. Now, I don't know why I want to do that. I mean, I know I'm asking for trouble when I do these kind of things, but that's okay. I trust you, the listener. I'm sorry, but when I get involved in these kind of things. By the way, we're going to tell you, 2013 is when everything started kind of breaking for the coronavirus thing. There was a plot, there was a plan, and it was all done by Obama and his little minions, Clapper, clap on, clap off, you know, director of the NSA. Anyway, it's kind of a funny thing happened on the way to the coronavirus. You know, it's like a concert, the coronavirus concert. Right? I'm sure there's going to be aid, things and all. And let's be serious, it's a disease. I'm telling you, if based upon the symptoms, I had it badly. You know, I was sicker than a dog. I get it. I get the dog sickness here. But the pandemic that they've all been talking about, I don't know. Especially they're screaming and yelling about California. It seems to me that as I talk to people, the California problem was the California problem. And that problem developed, I think, back in maybe December, because I was doing a lot of flying. I think I've explained this to everybody. I was doing a lot of flying around California at the time in November and December, and it was pretty evident. I mean, being in those planes. I mean, the whole aviation industry has got to change because you pack people in there like sardines. I mean, these seats, you know, they're like 2 inches wide. Well, you know, listen, I got chubby cheeks. I think, well, everybody has, you know, somewhat of chubbies, you know. And putting those chubby cheeks in those little 2-inch seats, that's just too much. And then you're shoulder to shoulder with these people you don't even know. I mean, you know, this is what I'm talking about. But you know, when you pack people in like sardines and you're rebreathing all that air of everybody else's, and you know, these little viruses, last time I checked, they're pretty small. they hang out in the air around you. So if you're taking on a plane, you're on a plane and you're breathing in everybody else's air, the probability of you getting yourself sick from a virus of sorts is very, very real. I would say definitely what you need to do is not fly. Well, anyway, I was flying around and all of a sudden, you know, I'm going back into my memory, and actually we were doing some show stuff, and I was bringing some of the shows back up from January and February, and I realized, wow, this thing spilled over actually in February for me too. So I was really sick for about 3 weeks and then another week of lingering sickness, you know. And it was really putting me out of commission badly. And I mean, wow. I mean, the fever, the chill, all the things they described to you, I had. But then I started wandering around the universe, and I realized up and down the state and the places that I went and spoke to, people had been sick just like I had been sick all throughout the places that I went. So I went as far down as San Bernardino to the coast several times and the mid part of the state and up north, and everybody had something like that. So I started really paying attention to some of the people I was talking to in our own group, and I found out, you know, this may have been out here in California sooner than it is right now. So where's the calculation, I guess, is the real key thing for California, because Gavin Newsom said, we got 25 million people that are going to get sick. 25.5, I'm sorry, I don't want to lose out those 500,000. The 25.5 million people that are going to get sick. So we need the hospital ship. We need this. We need that, because we don't have any of it to begin with. And then we get into the financial picture of California, which draws it up by New California, which is what we've been saying all along. It's a sick place for sick puppies financially, California. Gavin Newsom's got no money. But, you know, he's way into the federal game. Oh, sure, here comes, who's your daddy? Donald J. Trump. By the way, when I woke up this morning, that guy, he's pesky. He's still my president, and he's Nancy Pelosi's president. Don't you hate it when that happens, right? Nancy Pelosi. You know, they've got to complete their little goal of toppling Donald J. Trump. I mean, they're going to use the machinery of government to try and do it again. They're probably going to try and impeach him again over the coronavirus, because he did not respond. Shocking. He didn't respond? As things roll out and we take a look at the response of Donald J. Trump, especially to California out here, he's given everything that they've asked for and more. But the problem is, were you asking for too much? Was it gluttonous? Financial greed? Is that what is happening out here for Gavin Newsom? All that money that he wants? All that money. Well, see, he's looking forward to the first and second round of stimulus. He said that yesterday. And then it was very evident to me, wow, buddy, are you out in front of this? And, of course, you know, what he's been asking for is based upon his numbers by his daunted people at the Office of Emergency Services. What a sham game that is. You know, making a bureaucracy and weaponizing the bureaucracy is the art of the deal for the progressives. De-weaponizing the bureaucracies, destroying the bureaucracies, is the art of the deal of the president. I mean, they're there, and you have a so you have desperate people doing desperate things, because Donald J. Trump is here and he's still your president. He's going to be your president for a long time. And the more that you do to try and dissuade people about this president, try to attack the president, you're finding out, shockingly, the people of the United States of America are not buying your pap. That's what's going on, Nancy. I just thought I'd let you guys know that. But that's all they have, guys. This is the only thing that these people have left, is the tools of government in which that they can control. Now we have Adam Schiff rearing his ugly head. We must investigate the coronavirus. We need a commission to investigate it. And how did the president perform? Which will lead to impeachment documents by Nancy Pelosi by when? By November. By October, right in the middle of the impeachment hearings of Donald J. Trump. Well, that's not going to rest well, and I don't think it's going to play well in Dodge, if you know what I mean, for Nancy Pelosi. I think she's going down the wrong track, and so is, as they have always been, they're careening down the tracks. And like that guy who tried to run his electric motor coach, his light rail, into the into the hospital ship in Pedro, which I don't understand how that worked. What he was trying to do, a man on a suicidal mission to try and destroy the hospital ship and stop people from being boarded onto the hospital ship, which I think they have two patients now out of a ship of 1,000 beds. Now, where are those patients? They were supposed to take the overflow. The hospital ships are supposed to take the overflow from all the hospitals in the Southern California basin. That's a lot of hospitals, and it's a lot of available beds, and guess what? They're all empty. The overflow being patients that don't have the coronavirus. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, that means they don't have any patients to begin with. People are living longer because they're staying out of the hospitals. We'll be back.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Make sure you call in. You can do so. We have open line Friday, 215-877-8255. And it's a very beautiful day. It's a very beautiful day in the neighborhood. To say the least, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I mean, and I'm not going to say the least either. I'm going to say the most here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our websites, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51, for all of your needs. And anyway, just want to say a shout out again to all you citizen journalists. We're getting in a lot of your, clearly we're getting in a lot of your videos, YouTubes, and so on. We'll hopefully play some here later on in the show as we get everything all queued up. It's interesting, the internet is a little bit fussy right now, which is okay. We get it. We get fussiness. You know, we understand the fussies. Anyway, that is quite a problem, and we're working it out from our end of it. We know that we're broadcasting, and so those of you that are being apoplectic about broadcasts and so on, we're broadcasting, and we will be broadcasting. We do a shout out to KMYC 1410 AM in Northern California, the Talk Monster Hooth Broadcasting. We're going to be broadcasting over numerous other states here in the near future. So states and also other air broadcasts. I know that it's kind of tough in the air broadcast world for some places, and people, we give our show away free for most of those air broadcast channels that pick us up by way of Red State Talk Radio, where we emanate from Washington, D.C. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, I know we're a California-based thing. Yeah, we are the left coast, but we our signal actually comes out. We're broadcasting here. It goes by satellite, goes over to Washington, D.C., and then it goes out nationally. And we have channels that pick up our radio show. We have a lot of listeners, and we appreciate your listenership at all times here on Agenda 21 Radio. You guys have really, especially recently over the last 2 years, really was as things have ramped up for us with the new California state movement, but also ramped up nationally with President Trump. We have gotten over the top listenership all throughout the Red State Talk Radio community. And by the way, I think you'll be able to see a lot of us at the Republican convention in North Carolina coming up here in August, which really isn't that far away at all. And you know, I want to say a shout out to many people that, you know, just thank you for all the different things that you guys have done for us over the past several years. Because it's without your listenership, and I know that Tori says and Scott and Larry Fries and so on, all of us at Red State Talk Radio really do appreciate your listenership. Okay, so we're getting down to the details, the mucky details of what's going on with the coronavirus and, of course, how it's being manipulated. And a couple of things that are very, very important for people to understand is that where did this manipulation start? We started getting into this a little bit in, I think it was Wednesday's show, that back in 2013, there was a report that came out. It was actually by James Clapper. It was a security advisory, so to speak, a national security report to Congress. And they expressly, it's interesting in the documentation itself, and we'll have all this posted up for you in New California and also on Agenda 21 Radio. This all started from a plan that was, put out in this report. I mean, it's uncanny, and it's hard to deny once you read this report and get into it that this isn't exactly what we're seeing here in 2020, which started in 2019, hence the terminology COVID-19. Now, there's some discussion as to whether or not it's COVID-19 and that COVID-19 is related to the 19th variety of the COVID virus, or related to the year that they discovered it. There's a lot of people that say either one or because it's kind of a mystery about COVID-19 and to some respects in how this whole thing was developed. And our understanding with this particular virus that this was actually done back in as early as 1998, and we've been able to follow it and track it. They also found, of course, the viruses a medication for it, and what would stop it cold. And of course, this is one of the medications, of course, that's been out there. We announced what that was back in the beginning of March, actually, and of course, now all of a sudden, everybody's saying, "Oh, there is a cure," and of course, there is a cure. There has been a cure because this is a genetically modified strain of virus. And for those of us that understand clearly how viruses work and so on, and you know how they pass through and transmit, and the etiology of them, in other words, how their life shelf, so to speak, how they go through a population and all that stuff, it's very easily understood that this particular type of virus has been genetically modified to do certain things. And because, you know, it doesn't behave like the normal naturally occurring virus, and the coronaviruses are notorious viruses for the common cold. So that's why it's got cold symptoms and it's got flu symptoms, you know, and then it's got this life that comes back, you know. And I want to speak about that for a little bit, because when I had it back in January, that was the recurring thing was happening with me all within the weeks that I had it. So in other words, it didn't mean that, you know, it's come back. Now, that was, here it is in April. That was let's say it was completely done starting the second week of February. So we've had February, March. I have not had any recurring symptoms from the COVID virus since then. It hasn't come back. And I know within the population, because I keep in touch with a lot of these people that had it earlier in January, we talk all the time. And they're not sick, and they haven't. But my range of symptoms happened on a day-to-day basis, because some days I'd wake up and go, wow, I feel pretty good. I feel little hangovers from the virus itself. You know, that sort of thing as you're getting well. You know, I'm sure you've all experienced this. And then I get up, and by noontime, I'm roaring, baby. I am roaring. I'm back to life. I'm going, yeah. And, you know, I can do anything. And so by 3 o'clock, I'm back on my butt and laying down in bed going, oh, my God, it's coming back. And that's exactly what happens. That's what happened to me. Now, everybody's different. Everybody's different, but that's exactly what was happening to me. And so some days, you know, I actually got to recognize, well, I feel really good today, but, you know, as I wake up or I did the show, you know, that sort of thing. And then by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm back down again. So I kind of learned to pace myself a little bit. And that's what I think what they're calling about, sort of like a relapse, if you will, of the virus. It comes back. And that's what the way it came back in me. Repeatedly, I went through these cycles for several days. And, of course, the chills, all the things they described to you, the chills. I did not have any respiratory problems. Had a little bit of a croup in my throat. But that's, you know, being a radio talk show host, you have these kind of things you deal with all the time. You take your medications for them. Just, you know, not medications, but, you know, you take lozenges and things like that, and it clears it up fine. My point is, that's the relapse that I was experiencing. And I know they say there's relapse with this. Okay, well, that's my relapse, and I think everybody else has it too. So is there now going to be a second wave of this? I don't think so. And that was reported actually even in China as well. So my symptoms match what's happened in China and other places. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, we can't resist some of the reportage that's going on. By the way, 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. That's 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. A couple of stories out there that play right nicely into what we're talking about here. And again, you know, there's I don't know of any patients yet in Los Angeles. At the Mercy is the name of the ship. USNS Mercy. Now 15 patients being reported. Excuse me, 15 out of 1,000. Now these are the spillover patients that we're talking about, right? Spillover patients. This is from our own Scott Adams. Where did this come from? Gateway Pundit. Gateway Pundit, of course, the Venable, there you go, Gateway Pundit. I get the right V's in there, V for victory, right? Oh, virus, V for virus. The word association is going around in my brain, right? The brain case, in, as they say, insane in the membrane. That's what the virus makes you, insane in the membrane. Nothing makes you more insane in the membrane than chickenpox as an adult in the brain. Man, you are all over the map in your brain case. Trust me. And, of course, your skin is just all over the place. You've got these big welts all over your body. You're somewhat pustulous. And I mean, it's just a bad, bad feeling. It's terrible. It's horrible. Horrible. Okay, broken model CDC doctors screwed up bigly. United States NS Comfort in New York Harbor sits idle with three patients. Mercy in Los Angeles has only 15 patients. Shocking. That's just out this morning. Well, last night, 10:36. Okay, so the Navy hospital ship, USNS, that's United States Navy ship, Comfort, docked in New York City on Monday, March 30th. The ship was expected to bolster a besieged New York City healthcare system by treating non-coronavirus patients while hospitals treat people with COVID-19. Are we excited yet? It says, but after 3 days in the harbor, only three patients have been transferred to the hospital ship. The ship has 1,000 beds. Another Navy hospital ship in the United States, ship Mercy, docked in Los Angeles, has a total of 15 as of the writing last night. Here we go. Listen to this. This is one that they've tried to push on us. UN wants 10% global tax to pay for new shared responsibility program to address coronavirus pandemic. You get the gig, create the crisis, then tax you. And then they want the United Nations to create a taxing system. Now, the author of the, who is the author of this? Jim Hoft. Yeah. You can thank the CDC officials and doctors for pushing fake models on the American public and Trump administration. CDC used the IMHE model to base their numbers. The model was way off in its predictions. shocking. Let's go check. They got a little link here. Very thorough. Appreciate that. It says, this is an article that came out. The IMHE coronavirus model the White House is relying on is garbage. It predicted 121,000 Americans hospitalized by yesterday. That was April 2nd. Actually, we've had 31,000. Oh, you mean this whole thing is nationwide, too? Like there is in California? No, come on. You guys are joshing me. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation model for the coronavirus the White House has been relying upon is complete garbage. This is written by Christina. Okay, they're picking up on the theme of Agenda 21 Radio when we came out 2 weeks ago. It's a hoax. 3 weeks ago. You know, it's 3 weeks. Hoax, hoax, hoax. It's a hoax, we said. And everybody's going, it's a hoax now. This is yesterday's. Today. No, yesterday. Today's the 3rd. Man, where do these days go? The U.S. economy has been virtually shut down. Unemployment spiked and small businesses are on the verge of shuttering based on faulty projections. The model is using New York and New Jersey data and applying it to the rest of the United States. It predicted over 121,000 Americans would be hospitalized yesterday, Wednesday, over the coronavirus, Sean Davis of the Federalist said. Oh, they've got the Federalist dog in these folks, too. It's amazing. First Agenda 21 Radio, then it's going to be Gateway Pundit, then it's going to be the Scott Adams Show, then it's going to be Tory Says, and then it's going to be, shocking, the Federalist. Here come the Federalists. And then everybody else is going to snap into line because they've all been hoaxing us, especially the mainstream media. They're all on board, right? I mean, you know, when you get the World Health Organization and their dear leader who says that, no, there's going to be a 4% die-off rate from the... That's a lot of people on the planet. There's millions. I can't believe it. And, of course, you know, the numbers, when you actually sit down, because this guy can't do numbers. He doesn't understand. And, by the way, he's not a medical doctor, the guy from the World Health. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. He has no idea what an algorithm is. He thinks an algorithm is Al Gore, you know, gyrating. Boy, what a visual that is. An algorithm. He's got rhythm. Sure. Says the actual number, 31,000. Well, this is Sean Davis. The model for the Wuhan coronavirus that the White House is relying upon is garbage. Garbage. It is using New York, New Jersey, and they go through that whole thing in a short chart. Sean Davis, let's look at some data. Don't do that. You're going to look, Sean, you're going to do what a reporter should do. You're going to look at the actual data. Shocking. Don't do that. Didn't you get that directly from the United Nations? Don't do that. Don't tell the truth. Scoundrel. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715.
800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, I get it. What in the world is going on?
The lies are flying. No, lies, not the flies.
Okay, I get it. Uh-oh, I'm hearing okay in my head. What is going on here?
The lies are flying. No, lies, not the flies.
Oh, wait a minute, that's me. That's me coming through the radio. Shocking, I'm hearing myself in the radio. We got a live feed going on and shouldn't be going on because, listen.
No, lies, not the flies.
Oh, that's the way. I can't believe that. That's called reverb, I guess. That's not supposed to be happening. I better fix that. I will. I absolutely will. Once I get done having a good time. And right now I'm having a really good time. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The sun is up on the West Coast. Yes, it is. And on the East Coast, the sun is up also. Shocking. The world does such strange things, right? It's a shocker. Absolutely a shocker. Those nasty little buggers. I'm talking about the coronavirus. The coronavirus is a nasty little thing. I had it. I'm telling you, I had it. I know a lot of, but you know, we survived it. No death rate here. Let's see if I can chime in. There's another outrageous. Dr. Burke pushes complete rubbish on American people. Insists without one iota of proof that the U.S. economic suicide cut coronavirus deaths by over a million deaths. See, this is those people. They're going to claim that it was them clamping down. Shocking. Shocking. Don't you hate it when this happens? I do. You know, how many people are out of work? And how many are people enjoying their families, though? Lying to the president is not a good thing. And OAN was booted from the press corps. And this is interesting. This is the way this is all panned out. It says, One American News has been removed by the White House Correspondents Association from the rotation of press outlets granted seats at the daily White House coronavirus task force briefing after One American News' Chanel Rion allegedly violated in-house rules by twice showing up at the briefing without an assigned seat. The seating for the press has been limited due to CDC guidelines for social distancing because of the COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Rion has attended briefings as a guest of White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. Shocking. Anyway, well, they just don't want the truth to get out, do they? Great job. We love you, girl. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.